We're in the middle of the Maimer, and we're explaining the pasuk that says, Zeh Shmi La'olam, V'zeh Zichri. So we said, Shmi with Yud Kei adds up to Shin Samach Hei, which are the Loisaseh. And Zichri and Vav Kei are Ramach, which are the Mitzvah Saseh. So Yud Kei is connected to the Loisaseh, and Vav Kei is connected to the Asei. Now Yud-Kei is greater than Vav-Kei because Yud-Kei is one of the names of Hashem on its own. Vav-Kei is only a name when it's together with Yud-Kei. But Yud-Kei is one of the names of Hashem. Gam pirush yehei shmei rabba. That Hashem's name should be great. Yash mefarshim, there's a way to explain it. Shem Yud-Kei. That yehei shmei rabba means shmei is a makeup of two words. The name of Yud-Kei is great, chulu, or will be great. Says that there's the Nistaris, that which is hidden, and that goes on Yud-Kei, Veha Niglis, and that which is revealed. So Veha is Vav-Kei, Vav-Hei are Niglis. So Yud-Kei is hidden, and Vav-Kei is revealed, and obviously that which is hidden is greater and unconceivable, and that which is revealed is conceivable, and therefore lower. In general, Shmi is higher than Zichri. As it's explained over there, it comes out that Shmi is La'olam, is meant to be hidden, as opposed to Zichri. Meaning Shem is Hashem's name and Zichri is only that which resembles Hashem's name. So, in other words, what we have from all of this is that the mitzvahs loisaseh are greater than the mitzvahs aseh, because mitzvahs loisaseh are connected to Shmi, are connected to Yud-Kei, and mitzvahs aseh are connected to Vav-Kei and to Zichri. So it comes out from everything that we just said today, that loisaseh are greater than aseh. Lachain, avral mitzvahs aseh v'shav, someone forgets to do a mitzvah asei, or not necessarily forgets, disobeys, doesn't do a mitzvah asei, then he does tshuva for not doing the asei, he's forgiven right away. If someone violates a mitzvah leisa asei, goes outright and does something that Hashem said not to do, so tshuva doesn't help. Tshuva holds up the punishment, but a person needs to wait for Yom Kippur. So clearly from here is mashma that the leis aseh is greater and therefore less forgivable. Because again, the leis aseh originate in Hashem's name, Yud-Kei, a higher level of godliness. Now this is surprising. Because the whole concept of doing a mitzvah is actively drawing godliness into our world through our action, through our behavior. We know that the 248 mitzvahs asei are the limbs of Hashem, which basically means just like a limb draws life to it, every mitzvah draws godliness into the world through that mitzvah. But when a person doesn't do an avera, there's no action, there's no behavior. He's just sitting and not doing anything wrong. How can it be greater than someone that actively goes and does something godly? Because leisase originated in a very great level of godliness, from the level of Yud-Kei, therefore they cannot be expressed through a specific action. Because they're not limited. They come from the unlimited, the undefined. If one wants to tap into that level of godliness, they can't do any specific behavior because it's above limited specific behavior. It says that the midbar is a place that nothing is planted. It says, not that nothing is planted, but loy, nothingness is planted. Hainu b'kiyum b'chinas loy, meaning through not doing the loisase, the person taps into the light to the undefined. Hemshech Yavei in the next Shir Meretz Hashem.